We're here in Washington, D.C., and we've been here this week for the American Coalition for Ethanol's Biofuels Beltway March, and have been talking a lot about ethanol. And one of the people that's been here that we've gotten a chance to see is Monty Shaw, who is the executive director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, but also candidate for office and for the what district in Iowa?
3rd Congressional District. Congressman Latham represents it now and has announced his retirement.
What I'd like to do first is just talk a little bit about your decision to run for this office. Why did you decide that now was the time that you were going to throw your hat in the ring?
Well, I guess it really comes down to the fact that when Congressman Latham, you know, basically caught us all off guard with his announcement not to seek re-election, we looked at it. We've been politically active our adult lives, my wife Tina and I, and we thought, you know what? This is something we could do. We could help out. We've got 2 kids, and quite frankly, we are tired of seeing this debt piled on their shoulders. We think it will crush their economic opportunities. We've been blessed. We've had good lives, and we've had good economic opportunities, good job opportunities, and we want our kids to have those same things. And if we stay on the current government spending spree, they're not. They're going to be crushed by this debt. So that was the number one motivating factor.
Well, now you've been executive director of Iowa RFA for how long?
Since 2005.
So at this point, now, how do you feel that connection that you've had with the ethanol industry for many years? How do you feel that's going to help you or hurt you in this race?
Well, I think it helps a great deal. I mean, this is Iowa. If agriculture does well, Iowa does well. It doesn't matter whether you live on a farm or not. It really is integral and integrated into Iowa's entire economy. And so I'm very proud that for the last several years, I've been part of an industry that's really powered the renewable fuels, that have really powered Iowa's ag economy, which has powered Iowa's overall economy. So when people talk about we need to get the economy going a little bit more, we need to deal with jobs, we need robust economic growth because that even helps us balance the budget, I have been part of that. And so I'm proud of that track record, and that's something that I want to take and put to work in Congress. We need to get the economy growing. Growth equals jobs. Jobs equals higher tax revenue, which means you can pay down the debt without, you know, raising taxes. In fact, you know, I think we should lower a few.
Well, good. Well, one of the things that you just announced recently, I think just last week, was your Agriculture Advisory Committee. Is that correct?
Yes, we're very excited. We have a 6-person, I call it my A-team. It's my agriculture team, and it's co-chaired by Grant Kimberly, who's a 6th-generation farmer in Polk County and a senior executive with Iowa Soybeans. And then the other co-chair is Kevin Ross, who's on the National Corn Growers Association Board, as well as past president of Iowa Corn. We've got soybeans, we've got corn, we've got cattle and livestock, we've got academia with some folks on there. So it's really very, very excited about those folks. And that's going to be key. We need to organize. We need farmers talking to farmers. I am the Iowa agriculture advocate in this race, and that sets me apart from the other folks, and I think that gives me a clear leg up.
Now, here, while we've been here for the ACE fly-in and been able to get a chance with these guys, the ACE fly-in, we had 80 people representing 15 different states, a lot of folks from Iowa getting out there. I sensed a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of real motivation on the part of the ethanol industry for them to get out there and get it and be able to talk to members of Congress. How do you feel your presence in Congress would help the ethanol industry?
Well, it's very clear as we're fighting to protect the renewable fuel standard now from the EPA proposed action. At the same time we're fighting that fight, the Petroleum Ministry announced a renewed effort to rip the RFS out of law in Congress. So we've been fighting to protect the RFS from years from the outside. And I just think that one of the other things that motivated me to get in this race is it would be, I think I can be even more effective as a knowledgeable and passionate voice for renewable fuels on the inside, if you will, and fight for it in there. Congressman Latham has done a great job doing that, and quite frankly, I think it would be a mistake for Iowa not to have someone who is grounded in rural Iowa and in farms and renewable fuels to replace him. And I'm the one guy on June 3rd that Republicans can vote for in the 3rd District of Iowa that can do that.
Well, as far as the leadership of Iowa RFA is concerned, where do you stand there, and how, you know, as far as your campaign here and what would happen assuming you do get elected?
Well, look, there's, you know, I like to think I do a very good job as executive director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. But as one of my board members is fond of pointing out to me, the graveyard is full of indispensable men. So there are other wonderful people in Iowa who would be able to lead that organization. The board would go through a process to select that person. And so, you know, while they might not be as good as me, and I say that tongue in cheek, there would be other people I can think of, men and women, that would be able to step in there and do the industry proud. And I think with that, and then, you know, I think it'd be pretty good for the industry to have someone like me who is knowledgeable about the industry in the House Republican caucus. There's a lot of petroleum folks in there. And, you know, sometimes they like to forget all of the tax credits and mandates and loan guarantees that petroleum gets. And so I'd be happy to go there and point those things out.
But in the meantime, as you're running your campaign through now through June, you are continuing to be executive director, and you have the support of your board of directors and your membership.
Yeah, the IRFA board has been wonderful. They've given me some scheduling flexibility, but I have to get the job done. I mean, remember, my board is made up of farmers and small business owners. There's no such thing as a free lunch. So sometimes I'm in the office at midnight doing something because I wasn't in the office at 1 p.m., but I have to get my job done. We're doing that. We're burning the candle at both ends, but we knew that going in, and it's worth it. You know, I really want to see this country get back to the principles of limited government, of respecting the Constitution, of not spending more money than you take in, that led to one of the greatest economies in the history of the world, and did more to help people succeed and prosper and than any government program has ever done. And so I do continue to have those roles, and it's a lot of hours, but you know, we think it's worth it. I still think it is an honor and a privilege to be considered to represent 700,000 Iowans in the United States Congress. I know Congress has a bad reputation right now, but if we try to have good people step up and we elect them, we can get Congress back to doing what it ought to do and hopefully stop it from doing some of the things it shouldn't be doing.
Well, best of luck to you, Monty. And if people want to find out more, I'm sure you have a website.
That's right. IowansForShaw.com. IowansForShaw.com. You can go there, learn where I stand, learn how to get involved in the campaign. There's even a donate button there.
Thanks a lot, Monty. Here in Washington, D.C., I'm Cindy Zimmerman.